In a lovely corner of Prague, just south of the busy square Karlovo Náměstí, is one of the city center's special secrets. The Charles University Botanical Gardens are not the biggest in the city, but they have the distinction of a perfect location. Crammed into a normal city block between the old town and the hill of Vyšehrad are the enormous greenhouses that, with the surrounding 8 acres, host some 5,000 types of plants from all over the world and provide a peaceful oasis for Prague denizens. Ladislav Pavlata is the director of the Botanical Gardens.
Botanická zahrada Přírodovědecké fakulty Univerzity Karlovy patří mezi nejstarší univerzitní.
The botanical gardens of Charles University are among the oldest university gardens in Europe. Before it was moved to this side of the Vltava, it was on the Smíchov embankment on the other side, and since that time there is the street Botanice in Smíchov. The first university gardens there went back to the 14th century. But at the end of the 19th century, the gardens were moved here to Naslupy Street, where they've been now for some 112 years.
The garden was originally divided into two halves by the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, one for the German university and one for the Czech university, and the two parts were only brought together under the inauspicious circumstances of 1939, when they were reserved entirely for the use of the German university. In 1945, then, after the war, the German university was merged into the Czech, and the gardens were solely under the auspices of Charles University as they remain today.
The students here are able to do experiments for their bachelor's degrees or dissertations. Of course, they also use the gardens for general botanical studies, and it's also a place where they can relax between classes. The Department of Botany of Charles University is right here in the gardens, as are the departments of plant and animal physiology at the edge of the gardens, so they also use it as a shortcut from the trams.
The public can get almost as much out of this educational institution as the students, though. The gardens are freely accessible from morning to evening in the summer, as are the garden's dominant features, the historic tropical and subtropical greenhouses, open to the public for a mere 50 crowns and boasting some very unique flora, like a 200 to 400-year-old Cycas sessilis, estimated to be worth 1 million crowns. Doctorate student Tomáš Procházka showed me around some of the rarities.
Here is a very interesting plant of our garden. It's a tree, it's Ginkgo biloba, and it's interesting because it's a cultivar called Pragensis, and the origin of this cultivar is uncertain because maybe it's just a bonsai, because for a long time it was planted in a pot, in a big pot, and after that it was transplanted outside. So maybe that's why this tree is of this shape. So, and it's a male, because Ginkgo biloba is dioecious. It means that there are female and male plants, so this is male.
Uh-huh. How many trees like this could we find in the Czech Republic?
You mean cultivar Pragensis?
Uh-huh.
I think this is the oldest one, and we tried to propagate it by the vegetable way, not by the seeds, but by the cuttings. So there are a few more plants, but only this one has this shape. The other ones are different. So that's also why we think it's just by the cultivating in the pot and shaping like a bonsai.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So this is Victoria cruziana,
the water lily.
Yeah, it's a type,
so
of,
it's
water,
a type
lily.
Of water lily.
I think it's from Amazonia, and this plant is interesting because it has really large leaves, and one can say it can carry a small baby. For
really?
Example, yeah.
This water,
I have
lily.
Heard, we didn't
you haven't
try
tried it
here. No. But I have heard that maybe in the natural habitat it can be like this, because these plants are much bigger than in these conditions in the greenhouse.
Okay, so now it's the size of a plate.
Yeah, it's really, really small.
And it's
going
to get
like a plate. Yeah.
It's going to be how large?
Could be about 1 meter in diameter. Mm-hmm. Here, maybe a little bit more. But it's interesting that every year we plant, or we are trying to grow this plant from the seeds, because it didn't survive during the winter. It's because temperature, because of light, because day is shortening during the winter. But this year we will try to hang a light upside this, and to try make this plant survive during the winter and make it bigger next year.
And when does it bloom?
It blooms every year after, I don't know, 4 months, after germinating, about 4 months.
But only at night time?
Yeah, it's open during the night, and during the day it's closing. Exactly.
So this
cycades, I guess they are oldest in Czech Republic, about, I don't know, 150 years old. And I think it's from the greenhouses which were here before reconstruction of these greenhouses. So it's really old and it's interesting. It's also dioecious, like ginkgo biloba. They are female and male plants. For example, here you can see the male plant with the strobus.
Pine cone.
It looks like a pine cone. And this is the female with those naked eggs. Uh-huh. We can say, because it's not a seed or not a fruit, but it's this plant is evolutionally really, really old. So it hasn't fruit.
You mean this kind of crown that's growing out of the top of the...
Yeah, you can see the small round things on it. So it's eggs, and it will develop a seed from this directly without any covering of fruit.
The exhibits that we have in the botanical gardens are really unique because they've been here since the 1920s, like the exhibit of cacti or the exhibit of exotic birds. The cacti exhibit begins this weekend for the 44th time. We organize it in concert with the Association of Cacti and Succulent Growers, and it will run for 14 days. Visitors can see the collections of Czech cactus growers, and if they're interested, they can get a lot of advice on raising cacti and purchase some. It's a very popular exhibit of high standard that brings cactus growers from all over the country.
The botanical gardens have always worked closely with amateurs, whether fish keepers, bird breeders, or cactus cultivators, some of which, Mr. Pavlata says, have become so good that the gardens needed their own cacti specialist, which they found in Mr. Prochazka, to stay on top of their game. Taking an amateur interest in biology, though, is just one of many ways you can enjoy the central botanical gardens to the fullest.
The gardens have 3.5 hectares, and they make a kind of oasis of peace in the middle of the city, used by mothers with children and locals for relaxation. There's a wonderful climate and a wonderful atmosphere here, so really you don't even realize that you're in the middle of the city.
Úžasný klima, úžasná atmosféra. De facto ani nevíte, že jste v centru města.